It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'm not even sure today's second date update qualifies as a second date update, since Randall, the guy who's on the phone and wants us to call a girl this morning, actually went on two dates already with the girl that he wants us to call.
Oh.
Two dates in the same day, huh? Actually.
Same day?
Yeah. Randall, what's up? How are you?
How does that?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. Now, your email said that you went on two dates with the same girl in the same day, and now she won't call you back. How do you even go on two dates in the same day?
Well, it's kind of funny. Obviously, you don't hear about that quite a bit. I went out on this blind date with this girl named Abby. Mm-hmm. We met in the morning, which is a little weird, but that's kind of the time that we both had
like,
available. So
how early in the morning? Like, she was getting ready to go for work and you were outside her door going, "Hey, I'm Randall. Nice to meet you." Or did you guys plan for this?
Exactly. I had a boombox over my head and everything. we planned for it. Okay. We met down at Starbucks, got a coffee, 9 in the morning.
Was this before work and everything?
Yeah. I think she had to go someplace, and I had to go to work about 10, so just met for real quick coffee.
Okay.
I don't usually go on blind dates. I find them kind of weird.
Was this a true blind date, or did you check her out on Facebook and stuff beforehand?
Well.
So you knew what she looked like, at least.
I did, and, that's why I went, because it's like, oh, she's cute, so yeah. I have to trust my friend's recommendation a little bit,
Okay, so coffee was cool, and then
absolutely. We had our coffee, and I wanted to see her again sort of as soon as I could, so I went for broke and asked her if she wanted to go and get some dinner later that night.
So tell us about how dinner went.
Well, yeah, so we went out to dinner, and we started just talking. Actually, the one thing we really kind of bonded over was music, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Like, you were, like, super into Katy Perry, like the the real deep cuts, and
yeah.
She's a John Mayer fan, so you guys really clicked? Or
No. I mean, he asked me what kind of music I liked, and I just sort of named some bands, sort of stuff nobody really has ever heard of, but, she knew a little bit about them, and we started talking, and we kind of lost track of time, just talked about music and each other.
That's cool.
You're two hipsters after each
right?
other's hearts.
Cool.
It's this band that nobody's like ever heard of. It's very underground.
They're called Rocket Ship to the Funky Steamboat. They've only played 3 shows ever, and I've got them all on vinyl. So you guys like the same kind of music and stuff. That's cool. Did anything strange happen on your date, though? Because that's always the most important part.
If I knew it was strange, I wouldn't probably be calling you guys.
Right.
We talked about music, and then I walked her out to her car, and we kissed for a little bit, and then
for a little bit, even.
Away, and that was that. So, okay.
So it was like a steamy makeout session at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since that day?
Well, it's been 2 weeks since I've talked to her. I've tried to call her, several times. And I text her, and the thing is, she never picks up my calls, but she does answer my text messages.
What does she say?
it's usually like, you know, I'll send her, like, you want to hang out or whatever. She says, oh, you know, something came up, or, you know, I'm busy, or I'm working tonight, or whatever, you know.
Okay, so she's constantly making excuses not to see you.
Yeah, as a girl, I can tell you that's not it. That's not a good sign. Yeah. We'd pick up the phone if we wanted to talk to you.
I mean, I want to see her again, but, you know, I just don't know if I did something wrong or whatever.
I do want to thank you for your email.
Yeah.
And talking to us for a little while. I appreciate that. But I do have to let you know, this is called a second date update. Technically, this would be your third date if we call her, and we're not allowed to do it. So I'm not going to be able to make a phone call.
You're disqualified.
I'm not going to be able to make the phone call for you. Sorry about that, buddy.
We just made you invest, you know, so much of your time.
Just wanted to hear your story and tell you that you couldn't do it.
We're not creating a whole new segment for you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a third date update, dude.
Come on, we just spent this whole time just talking about this. Are you serious?
Actually, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hang on, man.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know, Randall, I was pretty impressed by your story about going on two dates in the same day with the same girl till I played that song and have been thinking about my life for a little while, and then I realized I've done it four times in one day.
You've gone on
different girls, not even dates.
Yeah, okay.
That's how awesome my life is.
Did you have to pay for all of these girls?
Who cares how it happened, okay. Lydia? Details aren't important.
Okay,
All right, Randall, we're about ready to call Abby. Just to refresh everybody's memory, Randall went out with Abby on a blind date. They initially met for coffee, then ended up agreeing to go out in the evening to have dinner. It was a good date. They enjoyed each other's company, ended with a makeout. But now she's blowing him off, giving up all kinds of excuses why they can't hang out again. We're about to call her and ask why. Any last thoughts before I dial her phone number?
I just need to know. I'm excited. So
I feel like, you know, you've invested some time into this girl and you obviously really like her. If she says something mean, like, I don't know, your teeth are too big or your personality sucks, are you going to cry?
Not on the phone, no.
Okay.
Just cry to yourself.
Yeah.
That's all right. Hey, and if it doesn't work out, there's more fish in the sea. I don't know if I told you my story about four times.
Okay.
Tell you about that. All right. Just letting you know there's other options.
Minding
all right.
You.
I'm going to dial the phone right now.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Abby.
Hi, it's Abby.
Hey, Abby. How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Sorry, you're from where?
Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Oh.
Have you listened to us before, ever?
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time on 90.9.
No, that would be a different morning show. We're on 92.5.
Oh,
close,
okay.
though. People get it confused all the time. It doesn't matter. We get text messages from people listening to different shows. We are on 92.5, though. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. I don't know if you've heard of that or not, but what it is where if you go on a date with one of our listeners, they email us to call and ask you why you're blowing them off. A guy named Randall recently emailed us about you.
Okay.
Randall said in his email that he enjoyed your date very much, told us how you met for coffee and then went out later in the day for dinner and seemed to have a great time. He's been trying to ask you out for a while now, and you keep giving different excuses as to why you can't go out with him. Mm-hmm. Our job right now is to ask you if there is any particular reason that you don't want to see Randall again, because he feels like you're blowing him off.
Well, I have been really busy lately, but...
Come on.
Now you're blowing me off.
That's an excuse. You know you'd make time if you really liked him.
No, I mean, he's nice. I don't know.
Are you blowing him off, Abby?
Well, I'm not in touch.
Abby, it's okay to say yes if you're blowing him off. He just wants to know.
Okay, yes, I don't want to go out with him again.
There you go.
Okay.
That's easy.
And is there any reason why?
We have a mutual friend who set us up, and then I got a phone call from my friend the next day, and she said that she had talked to Randall, and he had said some stuff to her that kind of just set off alarms for me, you know?
He said stuff to your friend about you that set off alarms?
She told me that Randall got, I guess, excited about seeing me again. And apparently, like, that night, he went home and bought, like, $1,000 worth of concert tickets for us to go see some shows. Like
what?
Yeah, like $1,000.
Like how many shows?
Like
planning on like 6 months of concerts together?
Like basically he planned future dates.
Yeah, I don't know how many shows it was, but I just know that he told her that it was like $1,000 worth of tickets.
Jeez. And you know, are you sure that he bought him like as dates for you two?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's aggressive. I can see like, hey, I'm going to buy a couple tickets to a show, hoping that she'll say yes. Yeah. If she doesn't, I'll give them to a friend or something
exactly.
And then stay home and remind myself what a horrible person I am that she didn't want to see me. So your friend said that he shared with her that he bought $1,000 worth of concert tickets for future dates for you guys after one date.
Yeah. And it kind of just creeped me out a little bit. Like it was really intense really fast.
Abby, thank you very much for giving us that information.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can tell Randall about it.
No, I don't want him to know about that. I just told you guys because you asked.
Well, I kind of have to tell him, though, because that's the whole idea behind the segment, you know, is so that he can know what he did wrong.
I mean, but I don't want to embarrass the guy or hurt his feelings or anything.
Yeah, I mean, well, but all right. How about this, Abby? How about we just bring him on the air and you can talk to him? Because Randall is actually on the other line.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I told her in confidence. Then she went ahead and told you about this. Is that right?
This really feels awkward.
Listen, that's not like what it sounds like. I wasn't going to just like show up at your house with an armful of concert tickets and just be like, hey, I have the rest of our life planned out. No,
yeah.
That's not it at all.
That's what it sounds like.
Just going to like parse it out. We had such a good time and these bands are going to be in the area in the next couple months. I just figured get them before they sell out so we could have something to do if we wanted to go out again.
I spent one day with you and now you're planning like months of dates. I mean, I don't know, just like set off alarms in my head, you know, like just makes me think, I don't know, I don't want to get involved with that.
Well, I don't have like a doll made, you know, in honor of you or anything like that.
So you did spend $1,000 and buy a bunch of tickets for shows coming up to take Abby to?
Yeah, I did. But again, you know, it's parsed out over several months, not like over the next 2 weeks, we're going on a cruise to do whatever.
And I mean, Randall, you would have bought them regardless. It's not necessarily for you and Abby. Like,
well, I did buy them for her and me. But we had a whole conversation about every one of these bands. I went, I looked, they're all coming to Seattle in the next couple months. So I figured, why not get on top of it and get the tickets before they all sell out?
You know, I don't have that much of a problem with it, Randall. I actually think that's kind of cool. Like, I mean, most girls always complain that you don't try hard enough and you don't go out of your way. He's already planned out the next, like, 17 dates they're going on.
Wouldn't creep me out if we had been, you know, going out for a few months or so, but you know, we went on one date.
No. We went on two dates.
We went on two dates in the same day. That's sort of one date. Like a coffee meeting and then dinner. That doesn't really count.
Wait.
You know?
We went on two dates in the same day, and yet it's too intense that I bought you tickets 2 months in advance.
I thought dinner was a fun impromptu thing, but I wasn't looking for something so quick, you know?
Right, so food but not entertainment. Okay.
Abby, he didn't tell you about it. You found out from his roommate. He wasn't pressuring you to go to all of these things. I think it's like a thoughtful thing.
I can see that, but it just, the way it came up, she told me anyway, and I don't know, I don't really want to go out with him anymore.
Yeah, but how, she told you, how is that my fault?
That's actually a good point, Abby. Randall might have kept it a secret from you and just had these tickets and was like, every once in a while would invite you to a show.
And then it would seem sweet.
Yeah, your friend, your mutual friend, kind of sold him out and made him sound like a psycho. Yeah.
Well, he spent $1,000.
Yeah, but maybe the friend was worried. I mean, maybe the friend's telling you because it is a red flag.
I think she got the same red flag that I got when she told me. I mean, she wouldn't have told me for no reason, you know?
All right. Well, I'm on Randall's side here, Abby. I got to tell you. And I would love for you to go out with him again. I will pay for you to go on a second date with Randall.
Come on, Abby.
If you will.
I'm sorry. I just don't know if I want to.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do to get you to go out with Randall again?
No, it was just too weird.
It's like, look, I mean, what do you want me to do? I can back off. I can take it slowly. That's fine, okay? This is just sort of, I got overexcited a little bit, okay? Let's just try again. Can we go out again?
So he dials it back, Abby, a little bit.
You don't have to go to any concerts.
Yeah, no shows, nothing. We'll pay for you guys to go on a second date.
I just feel like I'm being pressured by you and then by everyone. Just, I just don't know if I feel comfortable, and I don't think I want it.
All right. You know what? I think it's bullshit because I've already spent like $1,000 in gift cards for dinner, and now you're not going to use them.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.